rest of my design questions.
Welcome, everybody, to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm Donovan Beery. We are at AIGA Head, Heart, Hand in Minneapolis, and we have with us Justin Ahrens. Justin, how are you doing?
You just looked up my name tag, really? You forgot who I was?
Justin is from, I'm trying to read this, at Rule 29 from Geneva, Illinois.
It's embarrassing. Seriously. How long have we known each other now?
I look at my own name tag in the morning. It's not a big deal.
Seriously? All right. Well, then I feel a little better.
Yeah, you didn't catch that. I'm holding my name tag up and checked out.
No. I just thought you weren't that smart.
It's a little of both.
Okay.
Well, I'm here. We are right outside of the Nina Paper booth. Our laptop is inside somehow the Nina Paper booth,
and we're some crazy cool stuff.
Yeah, there's like a little letterpress here that it's almost small enough to fit in a luggage, but it's probably heavy enough that it's going to go overweight at
Here we go. How much would I have to pay you to try to steal that?
Well, see, we drove here, so we could actually take that. It's not like we'd have to get it onto the plane.
Yeah, because, Tom will pretty much break that before it's over, so we could steal it. They would never know.
I just don't know what I would do with it. I mean,
you would letterpress stuff with it. That's what it is.
And they're using it to promote their the beauty of letterpress.com.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really fantastic. You can make, coasters and little business cards and stuff. It's pretty cool.
So, Justin, this is like the first one of these conferences I've seen you at a while where you're not like speaking. So, like, what's it like to be, like, smell the freedom, I guess, as it would be around one of these conferences and actually be able to do things?
Oh, it's awesome. Obviously, I love to talk, but to not be stressed out and enjoy, these things is great. And, it's fun to just to catch up with old friends and, go around and, see people I've never seen speak before. So that's really cool.
We saw George Lois last night, and I didn't even realize he was here until...
Did you know that I met him? No. I had a selfie with him?
I think I saw that on Twitter. So what's the story? You just... You and him were like best buds, or you hunted him down? I'm not sure.
I was late, surprise, to the session, and I saw him, and I thought, what are the odds of me ever seeing this guy again? So I asked him if I could take a selfie, and he looked at me, he was like, what the fuck's a selfie? And I thought that was pretty brilliant, because it like fit right into his persona. And so we ended up taking a picture together, and we hugged. It was a manly embrace.
Well, when I ran into him, it was into the restroom, so I did not speak to him because that is proper etiquette.
Seriously? You could have just knocked on the door and just said, George, are you done yet? Don't you think he would have... Actually, he probably would have beat your ass. That's what he would have done.
Yeah. There's no scenario there that's good. So maybe we'll run into him later. We'll find out, though.
No, he seems like the guy you want to grab a beer with, and he has some pretty amazing war stories. It was cool. I figured, hey, what the heck?
No, that's wonderful. So, what is the thing you're most looking forward to now that we have about a full day left, I guess, and maybe a little bit on Sunday if you're hanging around.
I think the Nina party. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
Oh yeah, and that's already in the past, so we can now. It's like an invite only thing. So
right. Well, you're not publishing this right now, are you?
No.
Yeah. So 2 months from now, when this airs, I am looking forward to. I think Aaron's tomorrow. Aaron Droplin's tomorrow. I always like him. I think I'm probably seeing the talk he's giving, but it's going to be amazing. I look forward to Drew Davis.
Are you going to get a selfie with Droplin?
No, I already have one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try to get a selfie with Drew Davies. I don't know if you know who he is.
Well, AIGA National Co-President.
Yes.
He's been on the show. He was actually just on the show a couple episodes ago. So, yeah, we're familiar with him.
Oh, you are? Oh, geez, pardon me. If he has time, I'm on a schedule, supposedly. But
he did hook us up today because this place, the one thing about this conference is this place is all like Coke products. And he hooked us up. There's some seedy like gas station about 3 blocks away.
Did he hook you up with Dew? You got you some Mountain Dew?
He hooked us up with some Mountain Dew. So Drew's on. I wrote about it at ninapaperblog.com if you guys want to check it out.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, how's that going? How are the posts going?
I'm pretty sure I have not mentioned you at all on them.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, as long as you get an embarrassing picture of me up, as you always tend to do, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, we'll see what I can do. Follow along. Pretty sure we're going to make that happen. Probably a photo from tonight's Nina Paper Party event.
Oh, I hope so. So what are you looking forward to?
I have not even looked at what else is going on. I have not looked at anything out, who's speaking tomorrow or anything.
You know, to be honest, when you asked me, I had no idea either, so I just made that up. Is Aaron, he's here, right?
We ran into him on the way to get the Mountain Dew, he is here.
So I can't wait to see him. That'd be good.
Yeah, and I got some field notes to bring back to Nicholas Burrows there in Omaha because he collects them. He uses them. But
Here's a question. What did you think about Omaha being represented in Command X? Are you excited? Do you feel like she's delivering?
Did she make the next cut? I missed out.
I missed out. Let me while we're talking, I'll look on the Twitters.
Yeah, I mean, we have been heavily rooting for Kate White. I guess Kate actually was a student in one of my classes. 4 or 5 years ago or something. So of course we're rooting for her.
Yeah,
and she's representing Omaha. So between her and Drew being here, I think Omaha's as well represented as probably we've ever been at this event.
Oh, I think so for sure. I mean, do people know Drew is from Omaha?
I make sure that people know, even though he tries to hide it.
Oh, I see. That sounds about right. Because really, pretty much everyone thinks that Sean Adams is the actual president. I mean, he's better looking. He's dreamy.
He's direct descendants from, U.S. presidents.
Right, right. Yeah, Jefferson and Adams and Lincoln. We'll just throw them all in there, Washington.
Well, I don't care what it took, but Omaha got in somehow.
Yeah, I love
it. So we're going to represent. Hopefully Kate White, I mean, she did make the first cut, Command X, so she's representing us well.
Yeah.
So all's good. We'll see how she does.
Awesome. Well, what else is going on today?
That is as far as I know. So, well, Justin, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
This is another stellar Reflex Blue show. I'm happy to be on it.
We do nothing but stellar shows around here. I mean, we do nothing but top-notch work. It's actually, we are all quantity on this thing.
You know what we need to do is we need to try to get a picture of Steve Hartman for the blog. Let's embarrass him for once.
Yeah, see if you can dig him up, and we'll be right back here.
All right, thanks, man.
And we're back here. Tom Nemitz, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Now you've got the exclusive exhibit pass.
Very rare purple and magenta pass.
So you're allowed to go to actually all the events and stuff, and then view parts of it here. But I hear we're going to the football game on Sunday.
We are looking forward to it. Vikings and Panthers. It's gonna be awesome.
And since this will air after the game, what's the predicted score?
Vikings 106, Panthers 3.
I will take the over / under of the under. but I still am rooting for a Vikings win. Always good to see the home team win when you're in the crowd and you don't have a rooting interest.
It's more fun if they win. You don't want people around you booing.
Well, they might boo it anyway, but still.
Well, that's true. That is true.
All right. What have you been doing? What have you been seeing here in Minneapolis? What's your favorite part of the city?
My favorite part of the city so far, last night we went to Brit's Pub, had some Scottish eggs, which is pretty delicious delicacy, actually. Highly recommended. We did not partake in the lawn bowling, however.
I didn't see anybody lawn bowling last night.
You know, it's really funny because they have photos promoting it, and there's not a single person out there doing it last night. It's a gorgeous night for it. I don't know why.
Well, we'll see where tonight ends up. We might be lawn bowling by the end of it.
I hope so.
All right, Tom, thank you. And we have with us the I guess I've met this guy before, AIGA co-president with Sean Adams, Drew Davies. Drew, how are you doing?
Great. Did you just hand the mic to Jamie and then say, Drew, how are you doing? Is that what happened there?
That's kind of how we work. We work the system. Now, what is up with them trying to hide you? Like I know that they threw you in the back corner somewhere.
No, I've been out on the front lines the entire conference, Donovan.
They haven't even. I mean, if they even got you on the stage yet?
Yeah, Sean and I had the honor of.
We're being photobombed here by Nemitz.
We had the honor of introducing all the guests to the Emerging Designers Symposium that kicked off the conference this year.
Now, since I drove in a little later than that, what is the Emerging Designer Symposium extravaganza, toy story, whatever thing it is?
It's like a mini conference before the conference. It's free to all the attendees, and it's really designed around students and designers in their first few years out of school. So it was an extra set of speakers that first afternoon on Wednesday before conference registration opened officially, before the conference started officially at 4.
And now you actually will be attending these Sunday things. What is the thing that you're most looking forward to of what's left of the conference?
Oh, well, there's going to be another great day of the conference, so all sorts of stuff tomorrow. And then the Sunday that you mentioned will be a town hall meeting for the AIGA membership, where we've got some really fascinating things to share about how the strategy discussion is going. And we're looking for a lot of feedback from as many members as can come to tell us how they feel about the strategy and the future of the organization.
And if they either are not at the conference or they just can't make that event, what's the best way to actually give input to AIGA? How would you think is the best way that someone could come in, tell the organization in a way they would actually listen of what they would like to see from AIGA in the future?
There's a whole bunch of ways. The easiest one is to go to AIGA.org. There's a thorough insight article there about the future of AIGA and the strategy discussion, and we're inviting people to make open comments on that insight article with their thoughts, concerns, questions, support, whatever it may be.
All right. Well, thank you, Drew, and we'll see you over the next couple days.
Yeah. Thanks, Donovan.
All right. And now we've actually found Stanley Hainsworth from Tether. You were on the show a couple years ago. He's a longtime friend. Stanley, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah. Are you talking at this thing, or are you just attending?
I'm just hanging out with all my friends here.
Did you bring the whole team with you, or is it just you? And if you did, how big is the team?
I have about 7 or so from Tether. 7 of about 70 that we have now at Tether. So since I last talked to you, we've grown a lot.
Yeah, I didn't realize that's 70. That's good. What's the most exciting thing you guys are working on right now?
Well,
exciting that you can actually talk about.
Well, what's really exciting that we're doing everything from the new BMW TV commercials to we just redesigned the Pepsi, all the Pepsi packaging and bottles and everything, to a whole social media campaign for a caffeinated chocolate bar called Awake. So
now, is the Pepsi stuff you did, is it on the shelves now, or is it about to be?
Yeah, no, it's all coming out on the shelves now, yeah.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, there's not a lot of Pepsi in this place. It's all Coke. Drew Davies walked us about 3 blocks to get some Mountain Dew because it's 3, there's like a 3-block hold, but
Coke country here, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, so...
Yeah. No, what's exciting is that we've really grown in this cross-discipline way. We're industrial design, interactive, advertising, branding, packaging. So that's been really fun. Really created this creative playground where we have a letterpress sitting next to a 3D printer.
Do you miss the Starbucks life, or is the Pepsi enough caffeine for you?
Well, we've done a lot of work still for Starbucks. So a lot of caffeine and a caffeinated chocolate bar as well. So we got a lot of that going on.
All right, where do we get these caffeinated chocolate bars? Can I get them in Nebraska, or do I have to order them? Or
they're just coming out in the States. They're all across Canada. It's called Awake.
I like stuff that you can't buy in the States because it's too, I don't know, too illegal or something. But I like where this is going.
Yeah, right now they're in college campuses and in airports. Some airports are starting to carry them now, but within 6 months, they'll be in your local convenience store and drugstore.
All right, and what's the name of these things so I know that they're not the imitation ones, but they're the true Tether-designed design caffeine?
Awake.
Awake. All right. Well, Stanley, it's a pleasure seeing you. What are you looking forward to most down on the rest of the time here?
I don't know. I guess the culmination of Command X. That's pretty exciting always.
Well, we're rooting for Kate because she is our Omaha treasure.
Oh,
there.
Nice.
So we're going to give a shout out there.
Yeah, she made it through the last round. So,
all right,
I like her.
We have confirmation she has made it to the last, and that means she will be in the final. She's in the final 3.
I think so, isn't she?
I think it's down to 3 now.
Yeah, it's down to 3. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll report back on how she does tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Donovan.
Hey, thanks, Stanley.
Okay.
We have with us here now Jim Moran from the Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Donovan.
Yeah, you guys, you hosted one of the, you were the breakout session talking letterpress today from what I gathered.
Yeah, it was really wonderful because I got to talk about how the museum will give people an introduction to letterpress. So I talk about the experience that you can have at the museum. My brother Bill followed that up with a discussion on how you can incorporate letterpress into your printing project, even if it's not specifically a letterpress-based piece. In other words, adding letterpress to an offset-printed book, something like that, how you spec those kinds of jobs. And then finally, Ben Lovitz from Studio on Fire talked about the type of work that they do where they have really large format letterpresses and, in a sense, a revival.
What is the size of a large format letterpress? Like, because I mean, is that 18 by 20? Is it like 8 foot by 30 foot?
It's probably about 2 by 3 feet. So 24 by 36 and maybe some bigger sizes than that. But it's sort of taking things back into that possibility where letterpress is commercially viable. That's, you know, really kind of a change in that their ability to do large quantities is a great thing. So it sort of brings back another aspect of letterpress that it's not just a small run sort of a thing. So it was a nice way for the three of us to all talk about our experience and how viable it is in the 21st century, which is sort of the title of the talk we gave.
Now, I think we had Bill on the show and when we were doing a recap from one of the Phoenix AIJ conference nut days. And since then, from what I understand, Hamilton is actually like in the process of moving.
Well, yeah. We found out last October, late October, that the Hamilton factory, which was owned by a large corporation, was moving out and taking the product line away. And what that meant was we had until April to be out of the building. So, you know, with the museum having been around since 99, I've only been the director since 2008, so I didn't know what all was in the 25,000 square feet of storage space. So we mapped the whole thing, we measured everything, counted it all, and I estimated that there was about 17 semi-loads of equipment. And I was off by 10 loads. So,
I assume on the under?
On the under. So 27 loads of stuff is now half a mile at our new location, still in Two Rivers. We now face Lake Michigan, so we're in a great place. We haven't reopened yet, but I expect that by the beginning of November, we'll have the doors open again and get people back into the museum.
That'll be wonderful. Love everything the museum's been doing. And have you guys been help working with Nina on the Beauty of Letterpress website? Is that partly yours?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's one of those warm-hearted things where we had no funds to move out, you know, and we needed a lot of help. So
and moving funds for, like, a house and moving funds for 27 semi-loads is slightly different, I assume.
Well, you're right. You know, we estimated $250,000 just to pack up and move it out and move back in and all of those other related things. That didn't include buying a new place. So when Nina stepped up and said, we're going to create kind of a challenge thing where Beauty of Letterpress prints these wonderful things, other artists are contributing, and it was used as a way to help the museum out and get us into the new space. I thought it was just a wonderful way of showing the support for the museum and what we kind of try to represent. So, you know, we don't make it without that kind of sponsorship or at least help. You know, I mean, it's a big deal.
How big is the new space then? Because I heard the old building you were in was literally like 1 million square feet.
Well, it was 1 million plus square feet, but our footprint was 12,000 square feet of museum, 25,000 square feet of storage. Now we've got 85,000 square feet on the first floor. So it's going to let us expand in some really nice ways. It's a lot to handle, you know, but I think it'll be a wonderful thing because it will let us show off the things that were in our collection. We always boast the fact that we get 1.5 million pieces of type. Well, you couldn't see a lot of them, so the idea that we get to bring out more presses, more type, more workshops, more people in the door.
And where do people go to find out more information about the Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum?
Thank you. Woodtype.org.
All right, woodtype.org. And that's open. I mean, people can go there now?
No, they can't. If they want to sign up for one of our unpacking crews, they might be able to. But otherwise, While we haven't set an official date, our annual conference starts November 8th, so we'll be open by then.
All right, well, we'll look forward to it. Thank you very much, Jim.
Thanks, Donovan. I appreciate it.
And we're going to wrap up today's show here with Emily Potts from Rockport. Emily, how are you doing?
Good. Now that I got my second glass of wine, I think I can talk to you.
All right. What are you? What's Rockport doing at the conference? Are you guys just attending?
I'm just here attending, floating around.
What's now? What's Rockport been up to lately that our listeners should know about?
Well, we have some exciting new books coming out. We have a book on drawing type, which is beautiful. We have another one called Paper Cut. It's all about paper crafts, and it features like these amazing paper craft artists from like illustrators from all over the world. And let's see.
Well, I think the thing that that's kind of the most recent is the work on Rock Paper Ink that Robin Ray's writing about her little lawsuit is just, I mean, that's just must follow stuff.
It's disgraceful. It's a good thing she's not here since Target is a big sponsor. But
and now because of that though, you guys got a book deal with her for her 1,000 dog drawings that's coming out on April 1st. Is it?
I think it is early spring, and it's awesome. I mean, I wasn't sure if she'd do it or not, but I mean, she's the first person I asked because I know how much she loves dogs, and so I'm just like, hey, Robin, I know you have a lot going on with your lawsuit. Do you want to do this? And she just writes back, fuck yeah, I'm in. And I'm like, all right. So, yeah, it's great. She's collected so many great arts. And she even has a chapter called, There's Only One Way to Draw a Beagle. Because I guess one of the lawyers said something in one of the cases.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the posts on the, it is rockpaperinc.com, right?
Right, yes. But, yeah, there's somebody, one of the lawyers on the other side said, well, how many ways can you draw a beagle? So there's a whole chapter she has people to draw a beagle. So, you see, there's a lot of fucking ways to draw a beagle.
But the books come together. I assume you've seen some rough drafts of the book, and it's coming together pretty well?
Oh, yeah. The work is amazing. I've seen the whole book. It's going to the printer probably within the next couple months. But, yeah, it'll be available in early spring. And she wants to immediately do, like, a 1,000 Cats book, like, as a companion piece. But I don't know if we're going to roll with that, but...
Yeah, I mean, our studio, for some reason, works with a lot of dog clients. We got, like, 6 of them for some reason. But we have no cat clients, so, you know, I have no interest in a cat book.
No, I think more... Well, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of people who are passionate about...
I'm not saying there aren't people...
about their pussies.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying that we're more into the dogs than the cats.
I think people are more passionate about their... Dogs love you, no matter what. Cats don't cuddle up. Cats usually, like... go and do their own thing. They go in their litter box. Dogs always come up to you and say hi, and they kiss you, and they love you, and it doesn't matter.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, what is the thing of this conference that you're most looking forward to of what's left?
You know, the Command X is my favorite part now of these last few conferences. So I'm looking forward to seeing who nails this last concept.
I think part of the thing I was realizing today of why Command X seems like such a big deal is it's the one thing that kind of is going to be on the main stage like 5 different times. Like, it's the only thing that's up there as much as Kurt Anderson.
And you know, it's fun. Mateo's really funny. Michael Beirut was awesome, and now Mateo's just brings a different perspective to it. So it's all good. I think it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thanks, Emily. We look forward to seeing what's new with Rockport in the upcoming years, and we'll talk to you at the next one of these.
Thank you, Donovan.
Thanks for listening to the Reflex Blue Show. For more information, visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show was created by Donovan Beery and Nate Voss. Music by Ben Luders.